This is 1320 WILS. There's nothing really worse, nothing worse in this world than when a mother takes the life of her child, kills her child in infanticide. My next guest has written a book about one such case that brings us closer into the reasons behind it. Kerry Allen Stone joins us. He's the author of the book Through a Mother's Eyes, A True Story. Kerry, great to have you on WILS.
Michael, thanks for inviting me.
You were a pilot for, what, over 40 years or so before you started writing? Is that correct?
Yes, sir, a long time.
Yeah, and how did you, you started writing. How did you get into this particular story?
At the time that I wrote that book, you had the Susan Smith story and the Andrea Yates story that had the news coverage. Julie is someone that I knew. Who did it?
How did you know her exactly?
She was an acquaintance, and I ran into her before I left for a two-day trip, and she was very distressed. And my normal procedure in life is to ask people when they're distressed what the problem is. In this particular case, I thought about it, and I thought, well, when I get back from my trip, I'll check on her and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I waited the 2 days, came back home, turned on the news, and I watched them walking her from the crime scene in handcuffs.
Wow.
And so I had a personal interest in it.
What did she do? I know she killed her son, but what happened exactly there?
Julie is an interesting case because in filicide, there's multiple reasons why parents take the lives of their children. Julie touched on all of them over her lifetime. So when the book was written, it describes how it gradually grew into the taking of Charlie's life.
How old was her son at the time?
He was six. Mm-hmm. And in her case, she suffered domestic abuse. She had an addiction to hydrocodone. Mm-hmm. She had been charged twice for writing prescriptions because she was a nurse. And she thought that she was going to be arrested one more time and she would be sent away for 10 years. And the trouble in the domestic violence issue with the husband was so strong that she didn't want to leave Charlie with him.
Wow.
If she went to prison.
And that was her reason for killing her son, that reason?
Right, right.
Now, you talked to her in prison, right?
Oh, yes. I convinced the warden, who didn't want to let me in for more than an hour on a journalistic pass, mm-hmm. that doing the book would hopefully keep more women out of his facility. And he told me that I could have unlimited access. So I spent several days in the cell with her.
And you're telling me she didn't kill him in some kind of an act of rage, is that correct?
No, this was like her husband at the time described. He never knew any mother who loved their son more.
Okay.
She thought she was saving Charlie. And in the process, she and Charlie were going to go to heaven.
So what? Looking back, did she have any kind of different reflection on it once you talked to her in prison?
Yeah. Yes. By the time I got to see her in prison, was 3 years had gone by. And she was absolutely remorseful, knew it was a mistake. Was free of the drug addiction, mm-hmm. and will be living with the thought the rest of her life.
Now, how did she kill her son?
It was actually took an hour and a half. She originally made it a great day for him. Took him out of school early. Took him to the park. Took him to McDonald's. Took him to a hotel room, let him stay up late. Whatever he wanted to do, he got to do. And in the process, she gave him Benadryl, hoping to overdose him and that he would fall asleep and die. Mm-hmm. Instead, he started to convulse. she panicked and reached for a razor. She took the razor and cut her wrist, but she didn't cut in the proper direction. Mm-hmm. So now he started to bleed. That went on for a while, and when that didn't stop, or when that didn't kill him, she then tried cutting his throat. Again, he bled out. She thought he had died. She didn't want him found covered in blood, so she took him to the bathtub in the hotel room and washed him off, took him out, dressed him, laid him in the bed as if he was asleep, left all her information on the dresser, and then tried to commit suicide herself, which wasn't successful.
So she killed him. She was not able to kill herself. Do you think that was by design, that she didn't really want to kill herself?
Dr. Philip Resnick, who's the expert and who gave me a thumbs up on a book, says that most cases, once the child dies, it releases the pressure. And most parents then just don't finish with the suicide.
How did you feel about her? I mean, knowing that she did this to her little child, how did you feel about her and talking to her?
Well, I will say it was the first visit was extremely interesting. We were friends, but not close friends. And she had several inquiries to do interviews. She accepted mine simply because she thought that I would not make a circus out of it. Mm-hmm. But the first time I saw her was uncomfortable. We sat down, and we had already exchanged a lot of letters describing what needed to be done and said and what the purpose was. And she fully agreed to open up her entire life, and including that evening.
Some people would have a hard time living with that. They would at some point try to take their own lives, I imagine, to just live with that daily knowledge of what you've done. What has kept her alive all these years since doing this thing?
She works in the prison as a counselor now, and has been.
She feels like she's got a sense of purpose. She feels like she's helping other people. Is that it?
Right, right. And the purpose of the book was redemption for her and redemption for me. And we hope that by doing the book, we could stop maybe one more murder of an innocent child.
You said redemption for you?
Yes, I actually did the book because of that two-day time period. It's my feeling, and it's always been my feeling, that if I had stepped up and asked that very day why she was distressed, that I might have had a chance to head off the whole thing.
Does she remember seeing you the days before she did this?
Oh, yes.
And what did she actually say to you, that if you had talked to me, I would have told you what I might be about to do? Or?
Yeah, she wouldn't. She said that she probably would not have talked about it, but, there was the chance. Sitting in that cell with her and watching her relive the episode 2 feet from me was something that has stayed with me ever since. Mm-hmm. And it was important to me to try to stop any future things. So
yeah, the book is Through a Mother's Eyes, A True Story. Author is Carrie Allen Stone. You can find him at carrieallenstone.com, carrieallenstone.com. Again, the book, Through a Mother's Eyes, A True Story. Carrie, thank you for joining us on WILS. It's been quite a story.
Thank you, Michael.
Yep, thank you. That ends the show for today. We're going to be back on tomorrow. We're going to be right back here tomorrow, 6 p.m. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson. Thanks for being here. Join us again right here on 1320 WILS. Have a good night. Bye-bye.